The Public Health Center in Wrangell is working diligently to get the H1N1 vaccine to priority groups in the community. But the process of distributing the vaccine has been slow going due to its arrival to Wrangell.
They've been dribbling in, and that was the frustrating part for us because, you know, no one likes to say, well, you can have it and you can't.
That's Janet Strom, Wrangell's public health nurse. Strom explains that medical facilities throughout the country have been dependent on vaccine production and shipping from Atlanta, Georgia, through the Center for Disease Control. Each state bid on the number of vaccines it needed. For Alaska, large shipments of the vaccine arrive to Anchorage first before they get distributed to communities throughout the state. Wrangell received its first shipment of the H1N1 vaccine 3 weeks ago.
Our first shipment, we got 10 doses. So you can imagine that is a frustrating situation. But I guess in the long run, it's okay too, because we have been able to get groups of people vaccinated and get the process rolling.
The second shipment had another 10 vaccines.
And then last week we had 20 doses and we vaccinated the EMTs and the volunteer firemen, which is good. They're an important resource for our community. And we had 10 doses, I believe, for the physicians and some of the nurses. And then also the hospital staff are getting theirs this week.
Needless to say, these small shipments were not ideal.
We were getting a lot of calls. The last 3 weeks has been very busy. People hear it on the news, and it's like, get your vaccine, but there's no vaccine. So that's a frustrating situation. But I think that we will soon be able to be satisfying everyone who's looking for vaccine.
This week, the Public Health Center has 100 H1N1 vaccines to distribute to priority groups during their walk-in clinics this week. Priority groups include children and young adults 6 months to 24 years of age, pregnant women, caregivers of infants under 6 months old, school employees, and people 25 to 64 years old who have medical conditions that put them at risk. No appointments need to be made, and the center is not charging for the vaccine.
As long as the vaccine holds out, we'll give it. And then I'm supposed to get more next week, and so it will continue. And I think that soon we'll be able to have anybody who wants to get it will be able to receive it.
According to Strom, the outbreak of H1N1 in Wrangell has been mild. But she explains that unless a person is hospitalized, not everyone who comes into the clinic with flu-like symptoms is tested for H1N1.
There are different sicknesses all the time going around, different colds. They are often called a rhinovirus is the cause of colds, and there's different types. And then there's gastroenteritis, where you'll have vomiting and diarrhea. And so there's a lot of different sicknesses. You can have sinus infections and different things. And not always can you identify that it's the H1N1 flu unless it's actually cultured out. And a decision was made, I think, in October that we were not going to culture everybody who had flu-like symptoms because the cost was greater than its value.
Despite the hyperattention being paid to H1N1 and influenza in general this season, Strom has not seen an influx in flu cases.
I don't think that we've had more than other years. I think that what we've had is everyone looking more closely. And I think if we sat down and tallied them up, that it would be very similar to other years.
So whether or not you choose to get the flu shot or the H1N1 vaccine, there are a couple standard practices to follow to avoid getting sick and spreading it around this flu season. One, wash your hands.
It just seems so simple. It's like, oh yeah, everybody washes their hands. But really, when you think about it, I don't guess that we do wash as well as we should, because it's not just putting your hands underwater, but actually washing them with soap and water.
And two, stay home if you're feeling sick. That's staying home from work and play.
If there's something fun, it's more tempting to go out when you don't feel good. But really, if you have a fever or you're coughing, sneezing, snorting around, you need to stay home, because that's helping the whole community. It's not just for you, it's for everybody else.
In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.